Tens of thousands of people across Shelby County rely on the health department's lunchtime press conferences for the latest COVID-19 updates. But of all the experts who make a regular appearance, only one has yet to utter a word. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
Brenda Cash has worked the crowds for bigwigs like Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Justin Timberlake. Still, sometimes she gets a little nervous.
Being in front of a camera was a little bit nerve-wracking at first, but knowing that the deaf community was getting the access they need was the calming force, I should say.
Cash is the primary American Sign Language, or ASL, interpreter for Memphis and Shelby County's coronavirus press briefings. She's one reason local officials are reaching more of their constituents during this public health crisis. She's also a reminder that communication is a right that hearing people can take for granted.
The city of Memphis wanting an interpreter for this COVID event was just heartbreaking and heartwarming because, one, at first the deaf community didn't have access to that communication, and now they do.
There are some 120,000 people in the Mid-South area with hearing loss of some kind, including those identifying as deaf or hard of hearing. Some are fluent in ASL, a visual language based on hand signals and gestures. Others take in information through lip reading or a combination of communication methods.
Some deaf people rely on my facial expression, so if I wear my mask, they can't see.
Animated or exaggerated facial expressions and body language are fundamental to understanding Cash's signing. Unlike the hearing, who can take cues from vocal tone or pitch, Cash conveys a speaker's intent and persona completely visually. For example, if someone speaks very quickly and forcefully, Cash speeds up her hand movements, or...
At times you may see me frown up like, you have to take this seriously, you know, it's not taken lightly.
The pandemic also created the need for an important new sign.
So kind of like a peacock tail on your fist, on the back of your fist. So that's the sign that I use for COVID.
She explains it mimics the popular illustration of the virus. You know the one, the little gray ball with red dots spiking out from the center. An image that translates to big trouble in almost every language. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.